Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Happy Monday and welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. And joining me once again is NFL safety J.J. Wilcox as my co-host. And a lot to be excited about as we move into week two of the preseason. A lot of action that was covered starting on Thursday that went all the way until yesterday when the Vegas Raiders played the Minnesota Vikings. And just an exciting time to be a football fan as we inch closer to week one of the regular season, Thursday, September 8th. JJ, I already have that circled on my calendar. Rams, Buffalo Bills open up the season, and I cannot wait. I want to talk a little bit about some of these rookie quarterbacks because they were pretty impressive in their NFL debut. A man up in Pittsburgh as well, Kenny Pickett. Yep. We talked a little bit about it. We texted over the weekend, but Kenny Pickett looked really sharp, as did Mitchell Trubisky in that opening drive. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh has some things going for them, JJ. I know a lot of people instantly look at Pittsburgh's roster and they're like, well, they really don't have a quarterback. The quarterback situation is what's going to bring them down. But, you know, Matt Canada and that offense that he runs, utilizing mm-hmm. the weapons in space. Of course, you got George Pickens there who had that nice toe drag swag toe touchdown tap reception. Yeah. And then you have Deontay Johnson, you have Chase Claypool, Freiermuth, Najee Harris. So what are your mm-hmm. thoughts on that situation up there in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I told you last week, man. Steelers, they just keep impressing. Mike Tomlin, he's a guy that know how to figure it out and make it happen, man. And they're going to be a team, I'm telling you, they're going to be a dark horse coming to the playoffs and be a team that go the long distance. Just from their high-power offense, you got Claypool, like you said, you got Deontay Johnson, you got Pickens stepping up. You got the tight end, you got two good backs. Najee Harris, I even like McFlurry, he did a lot of great flashes. He's a nice 1-2 mix. A lot of wiggle outside runs, maybe screen game a little bit with him as well. And then their defense is always stellar. Mike Tomlin always does a great job, defensive-minded guy. He, you know, he's going to bring the blitz. He got a lot of guys, veteran guys in the back end that I like, from KZ to McFadden to Cam Sutton to even to Weatherspoon and Mollett as well. So he got a lot. He got Matt as again from Jacksonville, and he got Bush as well coming off to another year to improve himself, to get better. So Mike Tomlin, man, I'm telling you, the Steelers, they're going to do a great job because, you know, it's always defense up there and it's hard to win up there. And they got a lot of depth as well, too. So be on the lookout for the Steelers, man. Don't overlook them. I know they've had a couple players missing here and a lot of dying time here and there, but they're going to be my dark horse team to go deep into the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I also want to give a shout-out to the rookie running back in Pittsburgh, Jaylen Warren, out of Oklahoma State. I was returning to San Antonio from DFW last January, and I ran into Jaylen Warren at the airport and talked with him about the draft process. And apparently he has been showing out in training camp, and Mike Tomlin is a big fan of his. And right now he's in a battle for that number two running back spot behind Najee Harris, and he looked really good running mm-hmm. the football for Pittsburgh. And so that's another guy to keep an eye on there for that Steelers offense. A lot of excitement in the Pittsburgh area, obviously, from what they saw with Kenny Pickett. But yeah, man, a lot of good things that come from the opening preseason week. Talked a little bit about Malik Willis, Desmond Ridder, and then, of course, talking about the Cowboys reoccurring penalty issues. But I do want to get into our weekly fact fiction segment, and this has to do with the Minnesota Vikings and Kevin O'Connell, the new head coach coming from the Los Angeles Rams, helped them win that Super Bowl with his offensive schemes. And so Minnesota, we have talked about them on the podcast, JJ. We've talked about the talent they have on both sides of the football, And here's the statement, and we're going to discuss whether we believe it's fact, whether we believe it's fiction. So here we go. In his rookie year, Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell will get the Vikings back to the postseason for the first time since 2019, because this is a team that has not gone to the dance since then. So, JJ, do you believe that is fact or fiction?
I've been having a hard time on that, man. I seen what Chicago did this weekend. They looked good. I think they Mike Eberflus is doing a good job in changing their culture. They're not going to be a pushover like they have been in the last 2 years. Green Bay, we all know what Aaron Rodgers can do with a little bit that he may have up there, but a lot of guys flashed up there too. I'm just looking into their conference, and I've been stuck on it, man. But I'm gonna go no. Just because I like what Chicago's doing. I know what Aaron Rodgers do. He's familiar with everything up there as well. And like I say, Detroit, they're not too far off as well. They still have a mountain to climb, but they got a veteran quarterback, so that makes things a little much easier and a little bit, I think it helps in a sense. And I'm just looking at their conference. I think it'll be tough, but I'm not completely on the train of yes, but I'm just going to hold with no as of now, just because I want Kevin O'Connell. I know it takes time to get to jail and get to know his guys and know what players he can count on in certain situations down the distance and things like that. But they do have the tools. They do have the offense, and they do have a defensive mindset and a great defense coordinator in Ed Donatrell, and he does a lot of great things with defense if you check his resume. So I'm not completely on the no side, but I'm going to stick with the no. And I think Vikings might be able to sneak in a little later, but as of now, I'm going to say no.
Okay, yeah, that's respectable. There's a lot of talent in the NFC, especially the NFC North, and there's a couple of those wild card dark horse candidates, as you just talked about, Chicago and Detroit. You never know, man. They can surprise a lot of people, and so that could put Minnesota in a position to not make the playoffs. But I'm going to say fact here, just because I believe in what Kevin O'Connell has to bring to the table for Minnesota. I like Ed Donatell, veteran defensive coordinator, and then he's taken over a defense that is already loaded with talent. You added Za'Darius Smith to that. You have Danielle Hunter anchoring the other end, and then Harrison Smith and Eric Kendricks. The list goes on and on. And then you look at offense. You got Pro Bowler Dalvin Cook. You got the All-Pro duo of Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson. I think this is a Minnesota team that is destined to get back into the playoffs this season. They have the talent. They have the physicality up front in the trenches. They've really put an emphasis on improving that offensive line. And I think they're going to get it done this year, JJ. I mean, Green Bay is always going to be, I guess, the bruise on their side, because Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, as long as he's still in that NFC North, it's going to be tough for Minnesota and the other teams to supplant them. But Kevin O'Connell looks like he's starting to make some adjustments, some tweaks to that offense. And then Kirk Cousins, who we know is a consistent good quarterback, right? We don't know what he can do in prime time. He's had his struggles in recent years, but maybe the pairing of Kevin O'Connell will help get Kirk Cousins to that next level.
Yeah, well, I definitely think Kirk Cousins fell into a great situation with a guy that's a quarterback-friendly quarterback. Not how to utilize his talents. He did a great job with that with the Rams while he was there. Going to run the ball, great running screen, play action off of it as well. As a safety, as a defense, you have to respect the talent that they have at the receiver as well as the running backs that they have back there. And I think Kevin O'Connell is going to do a great job of utilizing Kirk, not put too much pressure on him, run first, and utilize the play action with the two receiver duo that you said. So, like I say, Kirk Cousins is a great situation. And like I told you, I'm still on the border of it, but I'm excited to see what the Vikings can do in first year for Kevin O'Connell.
Absolutely. One of many rookie head coaches that will be looking to get his team into the playoffs. Now, here's the second fact fiction statement right here, JJ, and this has to do with that Seattle quarterback situation that we had alluded to at the very beginning of the podcast. And there's been a lot of talk about Geno Smith. Well, does Seattle go with him because he's familiar with the offense? This is another year under his belt. Or do they go with the newcomer, Drew Lock, who's still young, who is 25, looking to prove himself as a viable starting quarterback? So here's the statement, and we'll discuss. It's in the best interest for Seattle to start Drew Lock over vet Geno Smith to open the regular season. I know you've shared some of your thoughts on this about Geno. Do you believe it's in Seattle's best interest to go with Locke over Smith?
As of right now, I'm going to say yes. If you look what Drew Lock did over the weekend, man, he had two touchdown drives. He was 10 for 15, 101 yards. He was 85% passing. And this not even, you know, considering that he had the starting offense, the full starting offense and starting players with him. So I think I would do it. I think Lock brings a lot. He's a young talent. He's got a lot of stuff he hasn't tapped into yet. He's a guy that's looking to kind of prove himself. He did a lot of great things with the Broncos on the back end of before he got traded too. So let's not forget that. He also did some great things in Denver too, even with the carousel that they had going on up there and a lot of chaos up there. So I think Pete Carroll, I think Drew Lock might do some great things. I think it might give the team a little bit of juice, a young juice that they need to get over the hump offensively with Russell Wilson departing. So I would start him week one just off of what I've seen. But like I said, it's a lot of football ahead from now until maybe, you know, the next 2 or 3 weeks. So as of now, I would say yes.
Same here. I'm going to say factor that as well, just because I believe there's more upside going with a guy like Drew Lock, JJ. I mean, Lock is a player that hasn't necessarily, I guess, been put in positions to succeed earlier in his career. I mean, he was a 2019 second round pick, 42nd overall. And now he arrives in Seattle where you listen to Pete Carroll talk. I mean, they really like Drew Lock. And especially this past weekend after the performance he put together, Pete Carroll was pretty impressed with it. And Drew Lock, I mean, he has the arm talent. He's still young at 25, still learning. And if you're Seattle, I believe you're in a position, obviously getting that big return from the Denver Broncos, from the Russell Wilson trade. So they're loaded with draft capital. And so if you're Seattle and you're John Schneider, I feel like it makes the most sense to see what you have in Drew Lock. Maybe you can revitalize his career. Maybe he shows enough that says, you know what, this guy can be our long-term quarterback. And then if he's not, then no worries, right? You have your draft capital. You can go to the quarterback position in the 2023 draft and address it then. But Drew Lock, to me, I believe gives Seattle the best possible opportunity to maybe surprise some people this season.
Yeah. Yeah, like I say, man, you just never know, because like you said earlier, you know, he's been in some bad situation and even still has some highlights in the situation that he was in. He's still young. He got a strong arm and can move, you know, can move. So don't underestimate him. I think once he gets in a good system, he's in a good culture up there with Pete Carroll. I think they're going to utilize what his strengths is. He got a guy, he got playmakers on the outside that can make plays as well as a good running back, some good young running backs behind him too. So I think it'll be a good mix. I think they'll kind of tap into what he can, because like I say, his potential and his roof is still high. He's still young. So that's a lot of great things to come forward for Drew Lock.
That's another one of many quarterback battles that we're definitely going to be keeping tabs on. I mean, they're going on all over the league and it's just fascinating. But let's talk some defense, JJ, because the Baltimore Ravens, they've been known to have a dominant defense for many years. However, last season, they took a big step in the wrong direction.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
of course, largely due in part to injuries. They lost a lot of players, including Marcus Peters, and I know Marlon Humphrey was banged up, but they made a defensive coordinator change this offseason. They brought in Mike McDonald, and then they parted ways with Wink Martindale, who's now the Giants DC. Just for some prior knowledge, the Ravens finished 25th in total defense last season, which is very uncharacteristic. They ranked 7th in total defense in 2020, 4th in 2019, 1st in 2018. So here's the statement. The Ravens defense will regain its form as a top 5 defense under Mike McDonald this season. JJ, fact or fiction?
It's kind of hard, man. You're so used to seeing Baltimore Ravens in the top 5 or even in the top 3. They're known for their defense, hard nose. John Harbaugh has preached on that. He does a great job with that. But I'm going to go fiction, man. It's a lot of great defenses out here from Tampa, Pittsburgh, a lot of other defense, Buffalo. It's a lot of great, you know, defenses to kind of get in the top 5. I'm going to go fiction with it. They got a lot of guys coming back from injuries. They still got some pieces here and there. I don't think they have as much debt as they did last year. I even watched them this weekend, and I seen some of the guys kind of rattle, kind of figure out where they're at. So I think it's going to be an uphill battle. Now, I want to count them out and say no because they're known for their defense. But just this year from, you know, the players, that some of their key players coming back from injuries, the first year of McDonald, like I say, he had to learn his personnel and his X and O's and guys that he can trust in certain situations. Also pass rushes and things like that. So I'm going to go fiction here.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to take a roll of the dice here. I'm going to say fact just because I like who they have in leadership on defense. I mean, bringing back Calais Campbell, I believe, was huge for that team. In fact, he's already hinted that this is probably his last season. But when you have a unit that features Campbell, Michael Pierce, they brought him back, Tyus Bowser, Patrick Queen, Odafe Owe, who's looking to make a big jump in his second season, Marcus Peters, who, in fact, they just activated from the PUP list today, so he's back in the mix, Marlon Humphrey, and then McDonald, who they brought back. I mean, he's had prior experience in Baltimore. He helped the Michigan Wolverines defense be one of the best in the nation in 2021. Now, I understand that there's a difference, obviously, from college to the NFL, but look at their offseason acquisitions, and a couple of these guys, I believe, are going to help take them to that next level and be a top five defense. I mean, signing Marcus Williams was massive, the safety from New Orleans, and then they used first-round picks on Kyle Hamilton, the stud out of Notre Dame. Now, of course, he's going to have to learn the intricacies and he's going to have to develop. But I think Baltimore has the talent to be a top five defense. And it's a matter of Mike McDonald assessing the situation, finding out who his pieces are, and then putting it on display. But yeah, Baltimore, I think, is always going to be one of those tough defensive minded teams. It's in their DNA. And a lot of it is going to fall on Patrick Queen, that linebacker number 8. He was a top-round pick a couple years ago, and I think the defense will go as far as Queen takes them. You know, if he can continue to establish himself as a viable linebacker and be an impact playmaker, I think Baltimore will position themselves to be a top unit this season.
Okay. I can see some of that. I definitely see where you're coming from. Like I say, he has a lot of good. I think if it does, I think he will rely more so on the secondary. Like I say, they got a good elite corners and Humphrey and Marcus Peters. Also got a good 3-star caliber safety system with Marcus Williams and Chuck Clark and Kyle Hamilton too. So I think the defense can, you know, if it does, you know, be a top 5 unit, it'll probably be coming from the back end, which is always good and always strong. So I can see where you're coming from on that one as well.
So a couple of fact fictions here, but I did want to touch on, and we talked a little bit about the Detroit Lions, right? And the Hard Knocks is covering them. I don't know if you've seen episode number 1. I haven't myself, but I plan to. But Dan Campbell, JJ, just seems like he's a head coach, man, that players rally around. In Detroit, they look pretty solid when they opened up the preseason. Jared Goff and the Ones played a series, and they went all the way down the field and scored on the Falcons' Ones, and Jared Goff looks like he's playing with more confidence. But Detroit, I know you've talked a little bit about them, who's on staff, and I'm intrigued by them, JJ, just because I believe Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, they're really building something there in Motown.
Yeah. I told you that was one of my dark horses to come in and win as well, man. They got a lot of experience in the front office. And you got somebody that guys that don't walk the same walk of life that these guys doing, understand what players think, understand situational great ball. And once you get that with a guy like Dan Campbell, who's energetic, who's know how to rally with those guys, who know how to build the locker room and build a great team. They don't necessarily have the number one guys on paper, but we all know when it comes to winning, it's all a team effort. And they got a great leader in Dan Campbell. So I spoke on them last week, and I spoke on them before with the leadership and the roles and the coaching experience that they have at the front office. That makes a difference to make these guys believe and understand and get the best out of their players.
Absolutely. They're a team that is going to be fun to watch, a lot of young players, and I definitely want to watch the Hard Knock series and see what it's all about, Dan Campbell, and how he plans to bring this team back into contention. But a lot of people value your player perspective, and so I did go over the cut-down deadlines. I know the immediate one is from 90 to 85. That's by tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern time. But, JJ, being in the league, I mean, what is it like being a player on a roster? You know that the business part of the league, it's going to come naturally where you may lose your spot, you know, as these weeks go on in training camp and the preseason. What is that aspect of the league like, being a player, having that uncertainty of, well, am I going to have a spot on the 53? I mean, how does that play out?
It's tough. I mean, a lot of guys at this time, especially towards the bottom of the roster list, you're trying to go ahead and prove every day, every second that I deserve to be here. And it's tough because you can kind of get rattled away. You know, you don't have as much leeway as the veteran guys to make mistakes or, you know, bust the coverage here or do different things to kind of, you know, have the mistake or the error to kind of prove yourself. So it is frustrating, but you got to understand that you're not only auditioning for one team, you're auditioning for all 32. Because when the guys turn on the tape, they understand and they can find playmakers. So the approach that I've took towards, you know, the end of my career and also where I've been in a different situation is, you know, if they don't respect me, somebody else will, because I'm going to go out here and flash the best version of JJ that I can. And for the young guys, that's all you can control, man. You don't try to overthink it or do too much. You put the time in. You got the opportunity to make the most of it. Yeah, it might not be, you know, but two or three plays here. But once you go out there and flash and show what you can do, be in the right position, it takes a lot of pressure off of you because you can only control what you can, even though it is a business side of it too, but you're not only auditioning for one team there, but all 32 teams, once you step into those lines and play the preseason games and even at practice and also the joint practice as well. So that's a good way for other teams to keep an eye on you too. So it does get frustrating, but I think for me, when I was going through it, I just kind of focused on the controllables. Hold myself accountable to the plays and the reps that I got. I make sure that I maximize my effort every chance that I got.
I'm glad you brought up the joint practices, JJ, because being in the league, I'm sure you had your large share of those in training camp, but it almost seems like more is taken from those joint practices over preseason just because you got more good-on-good, ones versus ones, and you have your chance to compete in that kind of a feisty environment, a lot of fights a lot of times between teams. But how big are those joint practices for players that are maybe on that roster bubble?
Yeah, it's huge because, like I said, you get another set of eyes from a different team to look at you as well. But it also is a different competition. Sometimes in practice, we can get lackadaisical going against the same players. We know that some players are kind of off limits when it comes to competing and doing different things. But in joint practice, it's another game, to be honest with you. You get to go against different talents. You get to go against different breeds, different guys and guys in similar situations. And you get to see where you're at, you know. And like I say, those jump practices are just like another scrimmage or a preseason game that we don't necessarily get to see, you know, live on TV. But it's just as important because those guys are looking to recruit guys. And like I said, to fill in their weak rosters as well, too. So it's a great way to get extra eyes on you. It's a great way to go against different talent. It's a great way to keep sharpening your tools and get different perspectives from different players. Because at the end of the day, you know, we all out here trying to take care and feed our families and also make plays and be the best that we can be. So it was a great opportunity. I had a great time of doing it in Dallas. Also, I had a time to do it with the Jets and Tampa Bay as well. So, like I said, it's a great opportunity for a lot of young guys to get extra eyes on them, even though they don't really get them in the game as well.
There will be more joint practices this week, especially the Cowboys are going to scrimmage the Chargers. They'll play them in the preseason in week 2. But some final thoughts for me as we wrap up today's podcast, JJ, is just, again, Dallas, you cannot be penalized 17 times in a preseason game. I don't care if the starters are not out there. It's not a good look. They got to clean that up. I mean, 17 for 129 yards, that's something that they've carried over from 2021. So I'll be looking to see how they come out in week 2 of the preseason against the Los Angeles Chargers. But JJ, for you, any last thoughts on today's podcast about a team or a player that maybe you want to see step it up in week 2 of the preseason?
And I think overall we hit it, but I would like to take my hat off to the Raiders, man, with Josh McDaniels doing out there. Those guys offensively, if you've seen them for the last week, they had a chance in the Hall of Fame game. They moved the ball up and down the field against Jacksonville, and they did the same thing against Minnesota too. So my hat is off to Josh McDaniels and the Raiders out there, man. I'm telling you, their team, he knows how to build offensively. He's been an offensive genius for a long time. He knows how to transformation players, young and old, and they're doing a good job of moving the ball offensively and playing sound ball defensively too. So I wanted to make sure I take my hat off to Josh McDaniels and the Las Vegas Raiders as well.
Yeah, that's a team that is on the rise. A lot of excitement there in Vegas. Raider Nation fired up about the new regime there, Josh McDaniels. But absolutely a lot of ground covered in today's podcast, man. Another week of the preseason on the way, starting on Thursday night. I believe the Bears are going to be playing on ESPN, so that's going to be fun to see if maybe Justin Fields gets back out there and see how he looks. New head coach over there as well, and Eberflus. Always a pleasure talking about NFL football here with JJ Wilcox. Appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely, man. Like I told you, you know it's always a pleasure and a blessing. And, man, you stay blessed and you keep doing what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to next week.
Yes, sir. Take care and God bless.
God bless.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.